It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The Latino electorate is growing in Texas, which could be a problem for President Trump and other Republicans, according to a new poll. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovon reports on a new survey that shows Texas could become a battleground state in 2020.
The University of Houston Latino Decisions poll shows Latinos are very motivated to vote in 2020. University of Houston political science professor Jerónimo Cortina.
When we look at Latinos, we see a very, very interesting point in terms of 80%, 85% of Latinos saying that they will certainly vote or at least probably will vote.
Cortina says the polling numbers come on the heels of a dramatic increase in Latino turnout in 2018, especially among young voters. 47% of all Texas voters say they prefer a Democrat for president compared to 42% that favor Trump. Among Texas Latino voters, the president is more unpopular. 69% say they favor a Democrat. In a matchup between Trump and Democratic candidates, Bernie Sanders performed best against the president in polls. I'm Elizabeth Trovall in Houston.
In more news, the Chihuahua Desert is full of shrublands. However, that didn't always used to be the case. Michael Hernandez spoke with a research scientist at New Mexico State University ahead of her upcoming climate change talk about the desert's changing landscape.
Dr. Deborah Peters is a research scientist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Jornada Experimental Range north of Las Cruces. Peters says desert landscapes have changed in the past, and that can help us understand how climate change may impact vegetation. Peters says a process called desertification turned the Jornada del Muerto more desert-like over the course of about a century. From the 1850s through the mid-1900s, she says factors like severe long-term drought and cattle overgrazing turned the region once covered by perennial grasslands into a landscape dominated by shrubs, such as mesquite, creosote, and tarbush.
They were always here. They're actually native species, but they were in small abundances, so they were scattered around. And then they, with many, many head of cattle and severe drought, the shrubs expanded and the grasses died out. And so now we have very few perennial grasses and lots of shrubs. And that's the landscape that you see today.
But Peters says studies at Jornada have found changes in vegetation taking place since then, such as the introduction of novel species and the switch from shrub growth back to grasses.
Because our system is actually, our landscapes are very dynamic instead of just a one-way change from grasses to shrubs. So they can go from shrubs towards grasslands. They can go between different shrub systems. They can actually have other types of grasses come in from South Africa. So it's a very dynamic system across the landscape. We talk about landscape change instead of just one direction, which is desertification.
Peter says the amount of precipitation southern New Mexico receives, about 9 to 10 inches a year, influences which vegetation grows. For example, she says black gramma grasslands flourished in 2008 after 4 wet years. Meanwhile, shrubs like mesquite increased following dry years. Those shrubs, Peter says, provide some benefits for the desert.
Our shrubs do some good things. So the mesquite, actually the pods are really good for wild animals. The creosote and the mesquite actually hold the soil down right where they are. So they're not all bad. Right. And they're not really going anywhere. So we're talking about our grasses sort of filling in the bare areas between the shrubs to reduce the soil and to reduce the erosion by wind and water. Right. So that's the benefit that we get by putting more grasses back into the system.
But record-breaking drought and increasing temperatures may make it a challenge for those grasses to grow. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas had their second hottest August on record in 2019. That followed a July that was the hottest month on record for the planet since record-keeping began 140 years ago. Regardless of how much rain falls in the desert, Peter says how landscapes respond is not only related to climate, but also the ability of plants to respond.
Are the plants able to produce seed? How much they can actually grow? Are there even grasses there? Right? Are the shrubs still living there? I mean, it just depends upon what's happening on the landscape, not just is it going to increase or decrease in precipitation. So it actually depends upon what the plants are doing and how much their ability to respond.
And how drastically climate changes in the desert depends on humans' ability to respond. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.
A Dr. Peters' presentation on landscape change will take place tonight at 7 in the auditorium at Doñana Community College's East Mesa campus.